This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Another major city that has found itself right in the path of the superstorm is Philadelphia. The good news for Philly is that it's a little ways inland. While much of the city remains officially shut down by Sandy, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports on some signs of life.
Riding around in his white Toyota Avalon in the early morning today makes Michael Dolish feel kind of special.
So I'm about halfway through the run, and I'm going in through the South Philly deliveries now. So I have, like, there's some croissant in here. Feels good to be able to get the bake out. I feel like a postman in about the 1800s, you know, that made it through the storm, the Pony Express that made it through the storm.
Dolish says he could have closed, just like he did last year during the bad storm. But there's something adventurous about the whole thing. Dolish goes so far as to say what he and his staff are doing is slightly heroic.
The heroism comes in, like, when the other suppliers cancel, and then we say, we're going to be there. It's raining outside, and there's winds, and there's a risk involved in it. And, you know, when you get that Twitter feed that says, thank you, Four Worlds Bakery, for our croissant this morning, it's nice.
But not too much. Dolish's biggest inconvenience? A bag of garbage that got stuck in his wheel.
Other than that, it's been really smooth sailing.
I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.